This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It's been a good week. Got things accomplished this week we needed to get accomplished. And everything's going well with the team. We've got some new blood in on the team. And those guys are all doing great. And so It's good. We obviously are in December now. It is December 1st, 2022. We're heading into end of year, so this will be very exciting. We've got some new things that are coming up this end of year. We'll be doing the harvesting of all the expense reporting coming up fairly soon here, probably early next week. The processing of the expenses kind of got slung back a few days because we had Thanksgiving. So obviously that kind of set everybody back a couple of days, but everybody's working along, trying to get things finished up. And they're planning on closing the end of the month for World Missions probably around the 8th of December. And so, you know, all that's good. So work is good. Everything's puttering along. We're getting the things done we need to get done. All is well. Writing is good. I'm redoing the final read through on book 17 at this point. That seems to be going fine. Hope to finish up that read through probably this weekend, and then I'll start building files. Get the files built, get everything uploaded, order the freebie copies for the production versions, get those guys all ordered, and then as soon as I get that done, I'll swing back over to book 18, start working on book 18. So who knows, I may get a little ahead, because if I can get everything uploaded next week, I'll actually have a couple of weeks before Christmas break. And I could get my read-through done on the first half of book 18 and maybe get a little bit of writing done there and kind of get a little farther along before I have to drop into my second writing sprint on book 18, which officially commences the week of January 1st. But I think that book's going well. I think everything's good. I don't have the epilogue yet, although for book 18, although there are plenty of opportunities in the situation for things like sacrifice and validation and transcendence and reunion, all those things. So with book 17, one of the most interesting things that happened with book 17 in terms of user input was I had introduced this scrawny old little dog, you know, that it had a jaw broken at some point, Snaggletooth. I mean, it's just this, you know, kind of gross little dog at one point, and the dog was actually named Turd. It was interesting because I never really finished out, because there was no place from a perspective that could be aware of what was happening with the dog. There was no perspective that actually showed what happened with the dog. And I had multiple beta readers said, "What happened to the dog?" So I decided, okay, I got to put in a couple of lines. And I was going to actually have the dog kind of survive and go home with one of the ancillary characters in the story. And then I was talking to one of my beta readers. We were having breakfast and we were talking about it. And he said, "Well, I thought you were just going to do such and such with the dog, basically. The dog would not meet a good end." And I started laughing because it was like, I didn't think about it. I'm going to do that. He said, "Well, I just assumed that was what you were going to do." Yeah, so turd is going to come to an untimely demise in the final version. So that was funny. I laughed about that. I forgot to mention, it's a little bit of an exciting trip home. Not tremendously exciting, but a little exciting. I had breakfast with an associate, a business associate, today, and I had paid for his breakfast once or twice, I can't remember. And then we were having another meeting, and I got bustling out, headed out, blah, 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 blah. I got to the restaurant, put my hand down, realized I did not have my wallet. And so I walked in, I said, I am really sorry, my friend, but I did not bring my wallet. And he said, oh, no, that's fine. I was planning on paying anyway. So I haven't had my wallet all day, which means I don't have my driver's license and I don't have my credit cards. And I do keep a little cash in the car, so I have a little emergency cash there. So, you know, if I get stopped on the way home for some reason or the other and I'm in need of a significant amount of cash, I'm out of luck. So hopefully we're just going to drive home. Everything's going to be fine. It'll be calm. Nothing exciting will happen. We'll see. Anyway, so writing is going fine. As soon as I get next couple of weeks, get book 17 finished up. Then, as I said, I'll be back to book 18. Get that squared away. And once I get book 18 squared away, which I've got a good start on book 18, it is right where I need to be. And, you know, I will be able to say the things that I wish to say in it. Book 18 is called Thornbush. And actually, if I had the space, I would call it Thistles and Thornbushes. But that's a kind of a long title. And I don't know. I'll see how it lays out. If I can get that title in, it really needs to be Thistles and Thornbushes. Because it's on the parable of bearing fruit. You know, what kind of fruit do our lives bear? Where Jesus says you don't expect to get good fruit from thistles and thorn bushes. And he has more to it when he talks about it. You know, so it's all about kind of at least not passing judgment, but evaluating others' lives by the fruit that comes from them. I had thought about calling the book Fruition as well. and that was a possibility, but I think Thornbush is a little more evocative, so we'll probably do that. But I mean, once I get that squared in the next couple of months, because book 17 is all over but the shouting at this point. I mean, it's just a matter of reading it through, and it's called The Lamp, and it's about the parable of the lamp, you know. And if the light you think you have is darkness, how great is that darkness, is what Jesus says, which is a very sobering statement. So that's all over but the shouting at this point, and it's just a matter of walking it out and finishing that up. So that's 17, 7 to go, and book 18 is half done, so I actually only have 6.5 to go, and once I get that roughed in, I'll have 6 to go, 6 books left, which is just seems crazy that I only have 6 more books to write. And I kind of know where I'm going at this point. I mean, I just need to write it out. This is called the nightmare opus, these last 8 books. And so it's just a question of how bad is this going to get? And I think it's going to get pretty bad. So, yeah. I think it's going to get. So, we'll see. Anyway, so that's that. Costumes are going fine. Had fun last week with Christmas is coming, the Black Friday costume, that was fine. Kind of a little elf costume, and people seemed to enjoy it, and we had fun. I would, you know, would walk up in this kind of elfish costume, and I said, now I'm doing a public service announcement. I'm just doing a public service announcement. I'm reminding everybody, just in case they don't know, and just in case they've forgotten, that Christmas is coming. And of course, when you're talking to retail people and you're saying that to them, they start laughing because, you know. So tomorrow is International Day of the Ninja. So that'll be fun. The gig there is you have to run around and see how many people you can sneak up on. So, you know, it'll be fine. And then next week is World Monkey Day. And then the next week is Ugly Christmas Sweater Day, which is the costume from the movie A Christmas Story. And then it's Elf Day, and then we are out. And then New Year's. So it just seems incredible that we are getting ready to wrap up 2024. I am still working on the National Hemp Day costume. And I think I've got the details worked out on that one. There's a few little things that I still have to figure out, but I think I've got the basics now of what I'm doing on that costume and the engineering involved in it. Now it's just seeing if I can get it executed according to my vision. So that'll be interesting to see. And interesting to work out the actual final mechanics, because I have some hemp rope that is going to have to be conditioned, and it's going to have to be dyed, and it's going to have to be dried, and it's going to have to be all those things. And it's going to be interesting to see how that all works out. So, but I think I know what I'm doing there. So we'll see. We'll just see. And then, of course, I'm planning for some extra costumes coming up next year. So, yeah, we'll see. Step at a time. Step at a time. And I have some surprise costumes coming up next year. So I'm going to do my kind of standard ones, but I have a few surprises coming up here and there that hopefully people will enjoy. I am losing some of my friends there at the Walmart. They're moving on to other jobs, and that's always kind of sad. But it means, you know, new blood is coming in, so there'll be new friends to make, and will be interesting to see how all that goes. It's a fascinating thing. And it's an honor and a privilege to have the opportunity to interact with people and to make friends and to show kindness and show love and graciousness to people. So it's good. It's good. This week I came across an article, and you know, there's so many things. There's so many things about the interesting times that we live in, that you just look at things and go, huh, look at that. So interesting. I watched a video, I think I've mentioned it, by Brent Weinstein and Heather Hagen. They're married, they're evolutionary biologists. Really good. I mean, they're just calm and measured and intellectual, and they believe in science. They believe in true science of looking at the facts, looking at the investigations, adapting early on, Brent Weinstein, when the first few little things started trickling out about COVID in 2020, and all the people who should know said this is a naturally occurring thing, he had, I guess, done a tweet about you know, this appears to be naturally occurring. And then he said some people said, yeah, you really need to look a little deeper. You know, it's just a coincidence that there's a genetic research lab in Wuhan that had been studying these bat coronaviruses. That's just a coincidence. And then he got to looking into it further and did his own research and, you know, immediately came back and said, you know, there's probably this needs to be a little more paid attention to. And so, you know, they're very open to looking at the science and very good. And they've been watching this whole thing. And yeah, you know, they had a podcast that they did that was 2.5 hours long where they were talking about the fact that all of this, this whole pandemic, has uncovered something that it has seemed to have brought to light the fact that there are mechanisms at play that are under the surface, and that it feels like we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. And they're not conspiracy theorists, but they're saying, you know, this just feels like there's more here at play than we are thinking. And they gave a lot of examples of things that just didn't seem like they were working like they should. And this is another one of those things where you just look at it and go, huh. That's really interesting. Seems like that was something we could have looked into, and yet we didn't. So there is an article, and I checked and I did a little research, and sure enough, this was published on several reputable places. It was referred to from several reputable places. And it's really interesting to look at the dates on the papers that were published. But I'll just give you the kind of the synopsis of this. And again, these are things that make you go, that's very interesting. So the title of the article, which was just released on November the 29th, 2022, and there were other articles that were released just within the last few months. The title of the article was New Banana-Derived Therapy is Effective Against All Known Coronaviruses and Flu Strains. All known coronaviruses and flu strains. The article says, according to researchers, the therapy H84T-BANLEC, B-A-N-L-E-C, holds unique promise. The researchers hope to start human testing soon. This potential therapy was derived from a banana protein. A study published on January the 13th, 2020. January the 13th, 2020, touted the development of a potential therapy that may be used to fight all known strains of the flu. You may recall that January of 2020 was right on the front end of us becoming aware of the COVID pandemic. Now, for those of you who follow any of the interesting news about things, you may recall that while January of 2020 was on the front end of our awareness of the COVID pandemic, there is a mounting amount of evidence that seems to indicate that the coronavirus was known and was infecting people as early as September or October of 2019. So it appears from the people that I listened to that human-to-human transmission of this novel coronavirus was emerging, the knowledge of that was emerging as early as October of 2019. So that's interesting. So this study about this banana protein was published in January the 13th of 2020. And it touted the development of a potential therapy that might be used to fight all known strains of the flu. A week later, continuing on with the article, the first laboratory confirmed case of SARS-CoV-2 triggered the 2.5 year long COVID-19 pandemic in the United States and around the world. Interestingly, the worldwide research team behind the influenza report about this H8-4T Banlec had also looked into the treatment of coronaviruses before the virus temporarily halted their work arrived. Quote, this is from the researchers. At the time, we thought MERS would be the big target, which we were worried about because it had because of its 35% mortality rate, unquote, said David Markowitz, MD, professor of internal medicine, Division of Infectious Diseases at University of Michigan's Medical School. MERS, of course, is short for Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. And it caused a brief outbreak in 2015 and resulted in 858 confirmed deaths. So a study published in Cell Reports Medicine describes the effectiveness of the H8-4T Banlec against every coronavirus known to infect humans, including MERS, the original SARS, and SARS-CoV-2, including the Omicron variant. Markowitz is joined by two senior authors, Peter Hinterdorfer, PhD of the Institute of Biophysics of Johann Kepler University, and Kwok Yong Yuen, MD, University of Hong Kong, Jasper Fukwu Chan, MD of the University, Hong Kong, papers for Isaac. Quote, when COVID-19 occurred, we of course wanted to study the therapy's potential and discovered it was effective against every type of coronavirus in vitro and in vivo. That means in the test tube and in live subjects, Markowitz said. Whether delivered systematically or through the nose in animal models or prophylactically or therapeutically early on in the illness, it worked. It worked. H8-4T Banlec is derived from a lectin, a carbohydrate binding protein, isolated from banana fruit. It accomplishes its remarkable viral blocking abilities by binding to the high mannose glycans, polysaccharides that are present on the surface of the viruses. but only very rarely on normal healthy human cells. After binding, the viruses cannot enter into cells to infect them. Okay. They go on in the article to say, while several treatments for COVID-19 currently exist, including remdesivir, Paxlovid, and monoclonal antibodies, they have varying levels of effectiveness, side effects, and ease of use, and many have proven less than effective as SARS-CoV-2 continues to evolve. H84T Benlek holds unique promise, according to the team, because it is effective against all coronavirus variants as well as influenza viruses. Markovitz and the team hope to see the therapy take the more difficult step from animal model to testing in humans. The team envisions a nasal spray or drops that can be used to prevent or treat coronavirus and influenza infections in seasonal and pandemic situations. They also hope to examine using H84T Benlek against cancer, as cancer cells, like viruses, also have a high mannose glycans on their surface. So, let's recap. The original paper that made the claim that this therapy worked against all flu viruses, which I believe are a coronavirus, was published a week before the first laboratory confirmed case of SARS-CoV-2. And yet, for some reason, this very promising thing, as published in this paper, was completely overlooked. Even though it seemed to be effective against all coronavirus, flu, coronavirus, seemed to be effective against all of them. No one thought it would be a good idea to try this out against SARS-CoV-2. Even though they thought it would be very effective against the original SARS, MERS virus. And it's taken over two and a half years to actually figure out that, oh, wait a minute, this is really effective against all the variants of COVID-19. These are things that just make you go, hmm. Because now that we are so far down the road and millions of people have died and millions of doses of mRNA vaccines have been administered to people all around the world. Now, all of a sudden, oh yeah, by the way, we can take a banana protein and derive it from there and give that to you. And, you know, it binds to the virus and it seems to stop the virus cold. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that just very interesting? So there you go. Things that make you go, hmm. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.